Hi, hon. Thanks for waiting. Let me take a look at your chart. You're for your yearly physical, right? Good, good. I've got a couple of notes here too. Looks like your mother's worried about you. Yeah. Not doing as well in school. Irritable. And you've been having trouble focusing on your studies. Well, don't worry, hon. We'll figure out what's going on. Now, for the exam, I'll need you to put this gown on, okay? Don't be shy. It's just routine. Now, be a good young man for me and change out of these clothes. I'll be back in a minute, okay? All set, honey? Good. This will just take a couple of minutes. All right, now, let me get on your side here, and I just want you to take some deep breaths while I use my stethoscope, okay? It is cold. I'm sorry, hun. All righty. Deep breath in. And let it out again. Perfect. One more here. Breathe in and out. Okay. Go a little slower for me, honey. Don't be nervous. I know these gowns are a little uncomfortable, but don't worry. I can only see a little bit of that cute bunny ears. All right. One more. In and let it out. You like me saying in and out, don't you, honey? It's all right. Here, let me come around to the front. No, don't hunch over, hon. Let me just feel along your neck here. I don't look how a doctor's supposed to. How is a doctor supposed to look, honey? They aren't supposed to wear tops cut this low just to tease growing young men like you. I'm not that old, you know. Younger than your mother. Alrighty. And perfect. Everything looks good so far. Okay. Now I need you to lie back for me. Just try to relax, okay? There we go. Good boy. You have nothing to be ashamed of with me. I'm just here to make sure that you're nice and healthy, okay? Let me just lift your gown up a little bit. There. Just relax, honey. You definitely don't have anything to be ashamed of. I'm just going to check everything out down here and make sure everything's working properly. All right. Good muscle tone along your thighs and the inside. You're in very good shape, hon. I'm just going to slip a finger between your cheeks and slide up your perineum. Perfect reflexes, honey. Everything just twitched in response. Very nice. And I'll slide a finger up the inside of each thigh. And perfect there as well. Your testicles started to draw up right away. Wonderful cremasteric reflex. What's that? Oh, your cremaster muscle contracts to pull your testicles closer to your body to protect them. Or when you're aroused and close to ejaculating. Now relax and let me examine your testicles. Perfect. It's easier to do this when they hang down like that. So just take a couple of deep breaths and relax for me, hon. Alrighty. I'll take your right testicle in my hand, roll it around a little bit, gently. Stay relaxed. Good boy. Perfect shape. On the large sides for your age, but that's hardly a problem. I'm just going to massage a little bit, applying gentle pressure. Wonderful. Now I'll take your left testicle in my hand. Good here as well. Do you like having your testicles in my hand? Feel good, honey? It should. But stay nice and relaxed, okay? Good boy. Let them hang down into my palm. Very full and definitely heavy. Do you like it when I say testicles? Or would you rather if I called them your young, heavy balls? You don't care, do you? As long as I cup them and squeeze gently. You are so sensitive for me, honey. Good boy. Your erection has been pointed right at my face this whole time. And me just playing with your testicles is you making pre-ejaculate already. Pre-ejaculate is kind of like the lubrication a woman's vagina makes when she's excited. Like I might be right now. And your pre-cum helps make her nice and slick for intercourse. From the looks of it, you are quite excited and ready. Very developed for your age. You are in fantastic shape, honey. And I think we found the cause of those school problems and mood swings. Did your mother tell you what kind of doctor I am? No? I specialize in a kind of therapy just for good boys like you, who are big and hard and developed for their age. I can help with all of that aggression, sexual frustration, and the pressure in those big young balls. Your tip is turning to drool even more. A new drop every time I squeeze those beautiful testicles of yours. That's right, honey. I specialize in making young men with hard dicks and full balls ejaculate. We'll be getting every last eager young sperm out of those heavy testicles today. Sometimes I use my hand like this. Squeezing and stroking your cock slowly up towards the tip, getting a new drop out with every stroke, pulling your balls up as I cup them and roll them in my other hand. Such a good boy. So responsive for me. This therapy has so many benefits. Once we get all of that hot, fresh seed out, you'll be able to focus in school so much better. You'll be better behaved at home, and you'll be much less likely to get in trouble with the girls at school. You see, your mother doesn't want you getting any of their bellies big and round with your baby, you know. Yes, hon. She knows what kind of doctor I am. That's why she brought you here. She cares about you so much. She knew what you needed was a nice, firm milking of all of that cum boiling in your balls. You can think about the girls in your class if you want while I stroke you. Their cute bubble buds, or their lip gloss covered lips. How badly you want them wrapped around your cock, like this. Baby. Pulsing in my mouth. Swirling my tongue around your tip. Is this the first time? The first time that a woman sucked you off? Slow, baby, slow. Don't ejaculate yet. I can feel your balls trying to draw right up. You're so excited. But I won't let them. I'll keep holding your balls in my warm hand. Firm, gentle squeezing on those swollen balls. While I take you down my throat. Body is so ready for me. Cock surrounded, sucked on. You know your cock can only tell it's buried deep in a hot, wet hole. But the rest of you, I don't do this for all of my patients, but for you, we need you to ejaculate as hard as possible. To get all of that frustration and stress. And the only way to do that is with my hot, tight cunt. You see, a man ejaculates the hardest when he's deep inside a woman. Your whole body is primed to shoot deep inside of her, to impregnate her. It's your most basic drive. Your deepest need. And it's the best way to drain all of that cum out of your balls. So, that's what we'll do, honey. Just stay like that and let me straddle you. Good boy. Oh, deep breaths, honey. Oh, deep breaths. Don't come before I get you fully inside. That's what you want, right? To get all the way inside of me and spray me full of that fresh young seed. You don't even care if I get pregnant. No? Good boy. Oh, I can tell you really need it. To come in me. Feel my heat against the tip of that pulsing dick of yours. So big for your age. Oh, hips trying to push up to me. Sink yourself into me. Good boy. Just let me... Look. Oh, that's good. I gotta start slow. Sliding up. And down. Oh, fuck. You're stretching me so wide. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, all the way in. Sitting down on those balls. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Yes. Your mother is right outside. Where else would she be, baby? She definitely heard me moan when your cock opened up my little cunt. And she's going to hear my ass slapping against your thighs. Against those big, young balls. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Fuck me. Thrust up into me. Meet me slap. First slap. Good boy. Fuck. Yeah. Maybe you want her to watch, huh? This is my good little boy. I want his mommy to watch him fuck. Maybe she'll learn what you like then, huh? So she can help you at home? Fuck, baby. I can feel those balls drying up. Those big, full balls. Full of young cum for my hungry cunt. Fuck, yeah. Fuck me, baby. Good boy. Yeah, come on. Come on, girl. Fill this cunt. Yeah, pump me full of that strong seed, baby. That fresh young cum and those strong sperm. Empty those heavy balls in me, baby. Fill me up my belly with your babies. Good boy. Fuck. Yes. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Fuck yeah. Spray into me, baby. Yes. Yes, just like that. Yes. God. God. You're pulsing. I can feel every spurt. Good boy. Fill me up. Get every last sperm out. Keep pulsing inside of me. Yes. That's it, honey. Empty it all into me. Good boy. I know, baby. I know it's sensitive, but just stay there. Stay in me for those last twitches. The last drops oozing out deep inside of me. Such a good boy.
Oh, I love knowing I'm the first woman to train those big young balls and this the thick dick. Here, baby. Let me clean this lovely dick of yours off. And like all of my wetness off of these big testicles. They're not quite as heavy now that it's all inside of me, huh? Oh, you're dripping down my leg, honey. Maybe I'll tell the next boy about fucking you while he comes all over my hand.
What's that, honey?
Yes, there is always a chance that one of your sperm does its job.
The therapy wouldn't be very effective otherwise.
Yes, your mother is right outside, and she wants only the best for you. I'm sure she's very proud of how big and strong her young man is. She's already scheduled an appointment for next week. This tree room requires regular visits, so you'll get another shot or two at filling me up soon. Now get dressed, hon, and I'll see you at the same time next week. I'm sure you'll have plenty of more stress for me to pump out by then.